Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I saw the whole "we're better" branding mistake up close and personal when I was presenting at business groups. These owners were so proud of all the work they put into being the best. The customer feedback validated that investment. I was in the unfortunate position to explain why just touting that benefit alone wouldn't do much branding good. Let's just say that was a hard sell. Now let's be clear. Am I telling y'all not to be the best? That it's not worth it? No, absolutely not. I'm saying that you just can't tell folks that and expect them to believe it. Now that the entire free world thinks they're better than everyone else, this is something the buyer has to discover. And how do we facilitate that realization? Here are a couple of my favorite ideas. First up, pleasant surprises. Trusted advisors know where the bodies are buried. So anything that gives potential buyers something that they didn't know or a different way of looking at things, you just proved that this is not your first rodeo. The great thing about surprises is that there are a variety of ways it can show up. Through content marketing, engagement on social media, hey, which is why the comment section rocks, by the way. Online Q&As, you know, you can show that you know your stuff that smart people might miss. This right here is why folks follow us. They want to know our take on things. Second, stories. Love stories. These can be vignettes in your content, case studies on your website, or just conversations. These stories should convey two messages. One, there's nothing you haven't experienced before, so you know what works and what doesn't. And two, you find the real problems and address what others will miss. Now, whatever you do, do not use stories for the generic, how great we are at blah, blah, blah. Everybody does this. Again, we are laying out information for buyers to realize that we're the best. We just can't tell them that. Now, what makes these ideas so effective? The buyer starts to be intrigued because they now believe that we have more where that came from. And from that place, it's easier for them to be convinced that we are the best at what they need the most. And that's when we're on the way to become the go-to resource. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.